In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, let us unite our hearts in opening prayer and thanksgiving. Creator of all living things, our dear Heavenly Father, we approach you this day, beseeching you for these blessings that we so sorely need. We ask, dear Father, as we begin these days of joyous services, hear our fall services. Dear Father, grant words of utterance and instruction unto the poor servants that serve us. Dear Father, we ask to uplift the weary, strengthen the struggling ones, and grant rest unto the restless ones, and comfort unto the sorrowing. Dear Father, we ask for thy service blessing. Feed and nourish us. Dear Father, through the light of thy Holy Spirit, that it would continue to lead us on the old paths, that narrow way which those former saints have traveled before us. We ask, dear Father, simply, keep us as little children, nay, even as newborn babies, desiring the sincere milk of thy word, that we may grow thereby. Dear Father, thank you for all thy blessings. Thank you, dear Father, for preserving us in this begun faith to this day. And yet, we ask, dear Father, to remember our unbelieving loved ones, that they also would be guided here into the light of thy Holy Spirit, into thy living congregation here upon the earth, to the way of eternal life. Again, we ask, dear Father, bless these days of services for the honor and glory of thy name. And for all this, we ask in thy beloved's name, in Jesus' name, amen. It certainly is with much joy and lightness of heart that I wish to welcome you here to the beginning of these fall services here in Cokato. Already I've seen many, many visitors. It's so nice to see you here. And you, dear brothers and sisters, may God bless our days of services. And may He bless us and continue to guide us here on this narrow way of life. And I want to greet you with these words of the psalm writer from that 46th psalm. That 10th verse, the beginning of the 10th verse, where we are reminded so gently, be still and know that I am thy God. Amen. You know, we live in a time of much restlessness. We live in a time of plenty. The world seems to be in a continual struggle of materialism, of selfishness, and oh, how good it is that we can gather here to rest our hearts and to be still and to feel the power
of the word of our Heavenly Father to comfort and uplift you and I. And so, welcome, dear brothers and sisters, beloved youth, dear children here this evening and for these days of services. So we pray that God would feed and nourish and instruct and guide us, indeed, that He would keep us as little children, that we would desire for that sincere milk of the Word, so that we could grow thereby and be uplifted and strengthened in this begun faith. We who so oftentimes struggle, besought by that threefold enemy, that continual battle, as we arise every day, that battle begins. And may God grant strength and power to always to endeavor onto those footsteps of a child of God and to sincerely believe in your heart, even at this time, at the beginning of these services, that all your sins and doubts are forgiven in Jesus' name and precious blood. And I also need to ask that, can I believe my many sins and doubts also forgiven? Yes, I want to believe with you, and it is with joy that I welcome you here and wish also that God would bless your life. In Jesus' name, amen.